Live 105 is proud to be a partner of Noise Pop for their 25th anniversary. Tune in to Live 105 every Sunday starting at 9 p.m. to hear music director Aaron Axelson play the newest in indie, electronic, and alternative music. Also, check out Live 105's HD2 station, Indie 105 online, at indie105.com. Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. New music in 2017 is in full swing. There's already a lot of killer stuff dropping, and we've got a little more music than usual to share on this February episode of Noisemakers. We've got some slick up-and-comers, a few artists that are playing our very own Noise Pop Festival this month, and a nod to one of my favorite Grammy nominees of the year. Ready? This is Noisemakers, February. Man, this dude came out of nowhere for me. The Stone's Throw record co-sign was enough to get me to pay attention to Gabriel Garzon Montano. He just released his sophomore record, Jardin, which he recorded at Waterfront Studios in Hudson, New York, with Lenny Kravitz's engineer and collaborator, Henry Hirsch. Now, Jardin means garden in French, and ooh boy, this is some velvety smooth and soulful R&B. Bedroom music, no doubt. You might have heard his track, 6-8. Which was the primary sample on Drake's track Jungle. Just like a baby over you. The things
you do. These days, I'm letting God handle all things above me.
Now, Garzon Montano is about to go on a worldwide tour and comes to the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco on May 13th. This track that we're about to play is called Sour Mango. I'm so hyped on this cat. Check it.
Wishing on a memory, hoping you were sitting, thinking of me. Although I played with myself, baby, I had the wings. In tribute to a very funky tragedy. Locked a piece of fruit, it wasn't so sweet. Sick of sour mango, give me some sweet.
atop a hill under the mango tree, wishing on a memory, hoping you were sitting, thinking of me.
That was Sour Mango by Gabriel Garzon Montano. Priests are a punk band from Washington, D.C., and they just put out the first album of 2017 that truly blew my mind. Nothing Feels Natural blends surf rock elements and atmospheric post-punk with really sharp-tongued and pointed lyrics, and what an album from this band. I strongly urge you to go check out the whole Priests album, but for now, here's the title track, Nothing Feels Natural by Priests.
Swing wildly.
Noise Pop Festival is celebrating its 25th anniversary in February. To share the stoke, the next few tracks are from artists who are playing the festival. First up, we have Ty Segall. All in all, he's released over 50 records, and this is the 9th full-length album under his own name. I mean, that's just ridiculous. We're about to play Orange Color Queen. It's the first single from his new self-titled album, and I think it's the most beautiful song he's ever written. It really shows the influence of Mark Bolan from T-Rex. In fact, Ty even did a T-Rex covers album in 2015 called Ty-Rex, so there's probably something there. He's closing out Noise Pop Fest at the Fox Theater on Monday the 27th, and here's Orange Color Queen by Ty Segall.
Wake me up before you go to the other side of the world that we all know.
I spun Japanese Breakfast's debut album, Psychopomp, a couple times last year, but I feel like I really slept on how great it was. It's the project of Michelle Zauner, who moved back from Philly to her hometown of Eugene in 2014 to take care of her ailing mother, and when back in Eugene, she started Japanese Breakfast. The album's powerful indie with floating synths, and there's just shades of the road that she took on her way back home. I really can't put this one down right now. Japanese Breakfast is playing Rickshaw Stop on Thursday, February 23rd for Noise Pop Fest. This track embodies pretty much everything that's great about this album. It's called Rugged Country. Here it is.
This is where I bring you.
That was Japanese Breakfast with Rugged Country. Okay, Vince Staples has never done a track quite like this one. The Long Beach Trapper just dropped Bag Back a couple weeks ago, and it's definitely the bounciest, most electronic track from Vince yet. It's produced by Ray Brady, who produced a few tracks for this futuristic R&B artist, Kilo Keish. And fittingly enough, Keish is opening for Vince on his Life Aquatic tour, including Noise Pop Fest's grand Saturday night show at the Fox Theater on February 25th. This track's got crazy energy. Here it is, Bag Back by Vince Staples.
This is for my future, baby mama. Hope your skin is black as midnight. I'll take you out there, Honda. I can put you in the bins. I can balance out your chakras. Fornication is a sin. We can fuck all night regardless. So I'll father all in heaven as I pray for new McLarens. Pray the police don't come blow me down because of my complexion. Everybody think they know me now because I'm chicken checking. Negro, you and I, my homie. How dare you think it's different, boy? You tripping. Gas break and dip the cash came. I flip the stack. Yeah, yeah, stack. So sacrilegious, don't ask the chat and don't ask for pictures. Back, back, I'm tripping. Till they take my bro and them out them CDC y'all. Prison system broken, racial war commotion. Until the president get dashy, Vincent won't be voting. We need to meet position equals in that Oval Office. Obama ain't enough for me, we only getting started. The next Bill Gates can be on Section 8 up in the projects. So till they love my dark skin, bitch, I'm going all in. Gas break, I'm dead, the cash came. I flip the stack, yeah, yeah, stack, dead, past the ceiling. So sacrilegious, don't ask the chat and don't.
Found it. Depth close to 3,230 feet. A deep dive.
Clap your hands, you could probably save a profile. You ain't gotta worry, don't be scary, cause we own now. Ain't no gentrifying us, we finna buy the hotel. Tell the world we sit to suck a dick, cause we own now. We own now. We own now. Tell the world we sit to suck a dick, cause we own now. Tell the government to suck a dick, cause we own now. Tell the president to suck a dick, cause we own now. Suck a dick because we own now. Tell the president to suck a dick because we own now. Tell the government to suck a dick because we own now. 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 We own now.
Samuel T. Herring might be the best lead singer in indie rock right now. And the very normcore Future Islands frontman is nothing short of mesmerizing on stage. And it really led to the band blowing up after they played the David Letterman show in 2014. The new album's produced by the badass John Congleton, who just in the past few years alone has recorded albums with everyone from St. Vincent and Swans to Angel Olsen and the Districts. For now, here's Future Islands with Ran.
Ingest. There it goes.
That was Future Islands with Ran. The Grammy Awards have come and gone, but I wanted to close out with a cut from one of my favorite nominees, Terrace Martin. He already won a Best Rap Album Grammy last year for co-producing Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. Complexion. Two-step. Complexion don't mean a thing. It's a solo song. Ooh, complexion. Two-step. It all feels the same. It's a solo song. Now his own album, Velvet Portraits, was nominated in the Best R&B Album category. Velvet Portraits is all over the jazz and R&B map, and our parting track here is called Curly Martin, which features the great Robert Glasper on the keys, Thundercat on bass, and Cat's brother, Ronald Bruner Jr., who's a total beast on the drums. This is Curly Martin by Terrace Martin. Thanks for joining us for another Noisemakers edition of the Noise Pop Podcast. This episode was recorded at Different First Studios and was produced by Ashland Krigbaum and Colin Peden. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig, and our admin is Megan Mayer. Noise Pop Festival's 25th anniversary is from February 17th to the 27th, and we'll see you there. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.
Amoeba Music is known worldwide as the coolest independent music store with the biggest, most diverse, and affordable selection of new and used records, CDs, and DVDs found anywhere. With locations in San Francisco's historic Haight-Ashbury District, on Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue, and on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Amoeba is always where the action is. Visit them online at amoeba.com and get 10% off your order when you enter the shopping code NOISE10. That's NOISE10 at checkout. And remember, there's always free shipping to the U.S. on music and movies at amoeba.com.